It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Who are these people on Twitter? I want to know, damn it. They're saying it about everybody. Yeah.
They're not saying it about me.
But no. Okay, man.
Yep, someone was trying to run the show again, huh?
No, I'm not.
A-Rai holding court again, huh, EC3?
We were talking
about a lot. Same old man.
Yeah, just you turn your back for a second.
Same different Thursday.
Yep, boss. Boisterous. Was he just boisterous? He demands to know who these people are.
The Twitter people. Yeah.
Why would you want to know? I don't care. Do you actually read comments?
Suckers, that's why.
You know what I used to do, bro, in the worst state of my whatever, was respond to all of these people and let them really bother me.
But that says more about you than them.
It does. It does.
That's your need to be liked.
It was
my life invalidated and appreciated, and I love that I have that Teflon thing where I know what they cheer for, so their boos make me happy. So you gotta set your mind to that. Who are you and why do I care? That's like being after a wrestling match is sitting down with everybody who was at the show and asking them what they thought.
Right.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to have an opinion.
Right.
But all you cared about was they cheer, did they boo, and did they go home and they had a good time. That's it.
Yeah.
And if they're cheering and booing, you did your job. But yeah, Twitter is for people with – Twitter is like – they used to have a thing that they used to say, those who can't teach. Well, now those who can't social media.
Right.
Those who can't tweet.
Yeah, they
those
just –
Those who can't tweet.
Yeah.
And the truth is
I did. I got into a habit of any comment, and I would just start responding to these people, and then it was like, whoa, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, I remember Big Show used to heel out on them, right? Because they'd go after him all the time, right?
Right.
And his whole thing is, my wallet's bigger than you, and I'm richer than you. Like, that was a lot of the times he hit him with, and it was a few times at, like, live events he would get on the mic and do that stuff with him. And it was like, I think it was more powerful not to acknowledge them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Andre, and again, Big Show, first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the most athletic big men of all time, but unfairly always compared to Andre. Two different dudes. Well, not just that, but there was a respect for the giant. You know, nobody beat the giant, and that made everyone's life better. You know, because there was just certain things. Andre, when Hogan beat Andre, the entire world stopped, and it was like a body slam. And why was that? Because they protected the Mirage. They protect, you know, Andre's size, height changed every month. He was 7'1", he was 7'5". You know, I remember Dr. Tom one time said he was like 6'10". You know, like it changed because he was bigger than life, and we protected him, and he literally could hit a headbutt, and King Kong Bundy, who was a monster in his own right, would fly, or Big John. We protected it. And so I don't think we ever did a good, and I say we because we're part of that world. I don't think we ever protected Big Show like we should have, you know, but going into that,
I agree.
Responding to social media, it's like, I look at it sometimes, it's almost like it's your own addiction to yourself. It's like,
I 100% agree with you. It becomes an addiction, right? And a massive one. I 100% agree with you. You kind of get addicted to whatever that image of you is there, and you start getting lost in it, and it's really not real. You know,
because the most dangerous thing on Twitter is compliments.
Yeah.
I think.
The worst. Yeah.
Okay.
And Aaron will – EC3, I got to give you credit because you never really cared. You kind of walked to the beat of your own band always. And, you know, you always were kind of like – I mean, we'll be admirable. In a situation where we'll have a – you know, we were somewhere and having a bad – and he goes, well, we're not in Cleveland, you know. So he always kind of had that like – I'm sure he could – it was water on a duck's back. And this is why I bring up Andre the Giant. The best way – to fight social media cancellation attacks from people who couldn't possibly do what you do is an unacknowledgement, is silence. Yeah. Andre stare. WrestleMania, Hogan's firing up and he's shaking his head and he's Andre and his head ain't moved a second. Like, he already knew what the plan was. He's going to whip your ass, so he didn't need to discuss nothing. There wasn't no debating with Andre. Like, Andre had that face, like, you, if he worked for the mob, that's not the guy you're going to ask for. Can you let me go for old time's sake? He just gave that look. And I always think of that because I think the reason why I don't get attacked so much is because I don't participate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll just block you. I don't owe – and,
well,
you know
– I tell you what, it's a slippery slope, man, because I did. I was I had to block this one person who I believe it like about 12 different times. And they just kept on. But to be fair, it was me. I should have just like complete ignorance, right, of those people. Because you're right. You kind of get lost in it and you get trapped in it. And then it becomes, you start taking things personal.
It's an addiction and it's a vanity.
Even more addicted. Yeah, you're even more addicted to your cell phone than you ever should be in the first place.
Well, and then you look for gratification and acceptance and
right
from some jackass on social media, and you don't think that suffers with your interpersonal relationships. When you're sitting at dinner with your girl and you're in your phone going, oh, I gotta respond to this comment. You're on a bad road because bad. You're saying I am more, it is worse. Like back in the day, it would be like being on a date. And she was in her mirror the whole time or on her phone talking to her girlfriend the whole time. Yep. After a while, you're just like, why am I here?
Yeah.
And that's.
Well, it also depends on how good looking she is.
No. You know what? No. Sorry. You know what? Every beautiful woman you date is somebody's ex that they're happy is not there anymore. Like, just like that every good looking guy, everyone has a story. And yeah, you can have a Corvette and it's the best looking Corvette in the world, but it runs like shit. You're going to get tired after a while of pushing that Corvette because it runs out of gas all the time because the meter is broken. But it's a beautiful Corvette.
That's why I'm single.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I'm single.
There's some other.
Thank God I've gotten more attracted over the years. You know what I mean? And really my only saving grace.
Right. Yeah. Because it's your choice. I always like that when guys like, I'm single by choice. Uh-huh.
Well.
Yep.
You know what? But here's an issue going back to the social media to distract from my love life, but keep in line with the conversation. There was a video of me throwing a working punch, which I have done several times. I believe all of us have exchanged working punches. I am now using the left hand in the loaded glove, and about two or three fools were like, you missed him completely. What was that? And I was like, no, this is not up for debate. Well, the idiots thought I hit him with my right hand because they didn't see me coming with the glove. That's what we've deduced.
So you but want us to acknowledge that you're fast?
No, I'm just acknowledging that like,
where did they get the footage? Did they film it themselves? Oh, okay. All right.
No, I posted it and it aired. I mean, like I clearly hit him with the left hand, but it kind of attacked me, or at least some aspect of my professional life where these idiots are saying I'm inept due to them not even seeing me slide the fist.
Okay. Well, you know what I mean? Have you ever seen The Rock throw a punch? That's what you should have sent to him. Like, and you cheer for him. So...
Yo, leg slappy.
Yeah, go take two steps back. Care. Go yourself. We don't negotiate with terrorists, and everyone claps. Like that's what we need to do. Yep. Like when all else fails, Tropic Thunder them. You know.
You're right.
But here's the thing. If you go to wrestling and you're mad because someone didn't get their face punched off, you went to the wrong event.
Right.
So. You know, I've been in with Aaron, all his stuff, but that's just somebody who needed to get a response out of Aaron. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because I think that first time you get on social media, like my first experience with social media, my ex-wife made a Facebook and a MySpace for me just because she wanted the free gifts from the farmer. What was the farmer's game on Facebook? It was like everybody was...
Farmland,
yeah. Oh man, it was the thing. I mean, FCW. Hey, did you get the elephant? Did you get the golden pig? You know, like all this stuff. Right. And I wasn't involved because I was basically just made to go. Hey, check to see if you got the gift box. Send it to me. And I was like, this is social media. I'm not interested in it. When the WWE came up to me and says you need to get a Twitter, And I said, what
for? That was,
and they said, you need to start tweeting your stuff. And I'm like, well, what do I tweet? They're like, workouts. And I remember saying, it's none of your business. And they're like, no, it's not a bad thing. But like, I was like, so what? So they can follow me where I'm at all the time? I got to check in with people I don't know? Like,
if I was a criminal and I wanted to rob you.
I'm not leaving a paper trail. And it's not even that I want to commit crimes. I just didn't want to check in with anybody. Defiant.
Do you think they regret that in retrospect? Now how powerful social media is.
No, the only thing that
do you think they regret telling you to do that?
No, because the only thing that bothers me about it, and I'm going to talk about Matt Cardona for a second. He should be the richest son of a that ever been in the world of wrestling.
Right.
No doubt.
He really innovated that.
I'm wrestling him in 48 hours. Going to whoop his and Trevor's ass. That's why Trevor's hiding. No, just kidding. He's hunting. But
he's what?
He's hunting. He's getting his mind right for Saturday. Hard Times 3. I think everybody on this thing, except for A-Rai, he's on the road back to redemption. Everyone is participating. Yep. Everyone will be there. EC3.
Oh yeah,
Aaron, can't wait. Yeah, it's gonna be a big thing. It's gonna be a soiree of epic proportions. But YouTube, Twitter, all that, Matt Cardona, aka Zack Ryder, is the forefather of that. He is the internet champion of all time, if there ever was one. And
should always be.
No doubt.
Yep, I agree. Sorry.
And WWE's platform expanded worldwide, in my opinion, with social media. When you're wrestling and at the bottom of your screen and you have Michael Cole saying, Brodus Clay trending worldwide during your match, that was like, hey, this guy's over. You know, like you got more TV time because you were trending on social media. Even though sometimes trending wasn't a good thing, but you were getting that attention. And you think about Cena's reach and Rock's reach and the guys, how social media, they were now in everyone's household and everybody's pocket. You didn't have to even turn on the TV. You didn't have to run in your house and put on the USA Network.
Right.
You could just wait for the highlights on the WWE Twitter. And you can argue with me. You can lay all the facts or whatever. But at least a job for life, because he changed the game. And I don't think there's a blueprint. There's plenty of evidence. I mean, I think my first YouTube thing was seeing him try to climb over a fence. And I remember laughing. Yeah. And like laughing my ass off going, what is this dude doing? He's going to get in trouble because that wasn't the plan, you know? And he
got over and he got in trouble.
Yeah.
He got in trouble.
But he broke. What he did was he created another audience of one, which there never was. It was just the boss would watch, Dunn would watch, and then Triple and Stephanie were coming up stronger in the decision-making process. But there was always the audience of one, and you can make an argument that Dunn had maybe a similar control over who, because he who controls the camera runs the show, right, is the argument. But there's only, Vince McMahon is Jim Henson, period. We're all Muppets, and we were created by Jim Henson, period. And our Jim Henson is Vince McMahon. Whatever you think about him is irrelevant. But, and we're all in this because of what he created. So, 100%.
No doubt.
When you, and then all of a sudden, you now have social media saying, no, our favorite wrestler is this guy. So they're in the meeting going, well, hey, a minute, markets, this guy's got, you know, a million followers. Maybe this guy's our champ. Where before that alley was never there. So if you had the old, school, purest guy, like this guy paid his dues, he knows his work, I like him, I want to push him, he's going to be our champion. And then like, well, I don't know, because this guy's got way more followers than him and he gets way more impressions when he's on TV. So that became a huge voice. And sometimes guys got over on social media and they had no business in a lot of places being a top guy in wrestling, period.
Do you think, like you said, they didn't have to sit and watch the network program anymore because they had the program in their pocket now? Do you think there is space in there that, because I know when social media first came out, we were all like, yes, it's the new thing, let's do it. Even our bosses. And I remember exactly the same. And then I got on Twitter and I was like, what is this? And I was like, okay, well, now we're all doing this now. But it does, in a way, do you think, distract from everybody? Like when I grew up, when we were watching, it was, okay, guys, let's all get together at 8 o'clock and let's stay glued to this. And let's put all of our attention on USA or TNT and let's watch this. Do you think it's now we're in a space where people don't really have to do that anymore?
100%.
No, what I
then they
what
can,
I,
then they can catch it on YouTube, and in my opinion, does it dilute everything? Yeah. Does it dilute the product? I don't know. Maybe.
But there's so much product to consume too. Like,
right?
Are you sitting around like avid diehard wrestling fan? I don't know if I could commit 3 hours a Monday, 2 hours a Friday.
Right.
Diehard.
Well, not now.
2 hours a Wednesday. Do I have to commit an hour again Friday? Like. Yeah, totally. Like, and the programming's diluted, the talent's diluted. It's so hard to fill things with original content where, like, you could tell this is 50% effort, this is 60% effort, as opposed
well, because
to
when you,
swinging.
Yeah, when you have, like, so much content to put out, the product is naturally going to suffer because the, you know, amount of attention to an hour or 2 hours worth of television, it's not going to get what it deserves. And I think going back to Kevin's comment, what social media has done is it has changed the way that we have community. And by we, I'm talking about we as a species, to where, like you said, right before, oh, it's on from 8 to 10 o'clock or 9 to 11. We can't miss this. Let's go check it out. You would talk about it afterwards. And now social media, like it's all online. Like we get those hits of dopamine like we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
And like internally, we're having these communal connections. Even though it's not like that nitwit that said I threw a working punch that was wasn't good when it was friggin' awesome, actually. That as we all saw it. But either way,
we also saw Jeezy, like, slap the shit out of you.
Well, we didn't. No, Jeezy, but it's interesting, right? How like that it upset me as if I knew that person and I gave him credence. And we all kind of fall victim to that, to where like now there is kind of like a different dimension to community, and it's like that cyber dimension.
We'll be back with much more after this.
Now, if I could get real with you for a second. Now, listen, when I turned 40, I started to notice a little decline in my aggressiveness in the gym, and I started to feel the effects of aging and feeling a little inadequate. So Nugenix came along and gave me a free bottle, and I tried it, and I noticed results immediately. I just felt stronger, more confident. You started seeing results back in the gym. You got to try that Nugenix Total T. I swear by it. It is phenomenal. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesnor will help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life. Prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain. New energy, muscle, drive, and even more passion. Get your complimentary sample when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus, and that's T-Y. Y-R-U-S. Now get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat fast and get lean fast. Absolutely free. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Tyrus. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
Well, yeah, it's also right? You let a stranger come sit in your house at your table of food and start telling you how to raise your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have access, and if you allow them, if you're you know, as I was, to respond to these people, like I got into a space where it was like about a year where I was just, it was COVID. I had nowhere to go, nothing to do. And I was just responding to these people. And I was like, oh my God, hold on. I'm literally addicted to, like you said, Eric, like whatever dopamine response that I'm getting from a phone, I can't get my, you know, I had to slowly work myself out of it because I was responding, you know, to these people. And and I can't, you know, and to say I'm the only one, right? I mean, I know it got pretty bad for me, but if it's happening to me, it's got to be happening to others. You know?
Oh no, we've all gone.
It's just too much access to people.
Yeah. Yeah, there's too much, right? Like, we live in a society now where it's too much. Like, even, and this is, I don't know if this is going to ruffle feathers or whatever, but when COVID.
Let them ruffle it. Let's get ruffled.
That's right. Like, I was in LA. I was living in Agora, which is just north of Malibu at the time. People were going nuts. This is one of the most affluent areas, you know, financially, right? When we're looking at numbers in the country. And you would have thought it was like a third world country, the way they were acting at the grocery store, to where like, oh, we don't have enough of this. We don't have enough of that. Look, there may not have been like a full, you know, rack of meat or whatever, but like we had food. There was plenty of food. It wasn't what we wanted. And I think like that, you know, and I know it's one example, but it like it translates to social media to just where we are consumers. We can, you know, we consume food, but we also consume content, and it's what we're feeding our brains. And there is sometimes there's just too much, and you now have to be selective. Like, you can't just go and turn on the TV. It's like
but
life now revolves around what stimuli you choose to surround yourself with.
The nice thing about TV is when you turned it off, it was over. The problem with social media, it goes back to you let them in your life. I have seen individuals literally walk, storm out the room, come back and grab their phone and be like, can you believe this person is saying this about me? And I would think, who cares? But it's like you allow them, you get so caught up because you know what it is? It's not the negativity. It's the cheering. It like it used to be you had to go out and work your ass off and earn cheers and boos. Now you can just plagiarize, say some side shit, complain about trying to ruin somebody else's success, and they'll cheer for you. And then that fake false success is the problem with, and I think wrestling especially, because wrestlers will Google and look up what the internet's saying about them, and then you'll hear them say, well, I'm over on the net. I'm like, but you're the shit in the ring. Like what?
Right.
But you're over because, you know, you're wearing, you know, spandex every day on social media stuff, and you spend 12 hours doing, you could have been doing film study, working out and learning your craft.
Yes.
You're working on taking a selfie outside of a pool of a hotel you don't live in.
Right.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
For 100%. That fake cheer.
Yep.
But it's the mob mentality. Like, it is no different in the 1800s. It's just we've replaced torches and pitchforks with likes, retweets, and emojis.
Well, I will have to admit that is kind of an upgrade.
That's good.
That's a little bit of an upgrade.
All right.
I got to be honest. I'm speaking on behalf of my culture group. You can go ahead and unlike me, opposed to following me around with a pitchfork and a torch and some form of rope.
I was referring to the Salem witch trials. The Salem witch trials.
Oh, because they only hung witches then, right? That was during that time. It was slaving days still, but they exclusively only hang again. Instead of hanging witches, as you wanted to bring up, I prefer unfollowing her or blocking her.
Okay, no, that's
or perhaps saying she looks fat in her pants and getting kicked off social media. Because here's the thing: you get kicked off Twitter, you live to fight another day. Someone sticks you with a pitchfork; it's a tough evening. You know, I very rarely will say this, Aaron, but that was a horrible, horrible comparison. And I think we all should boo this man. Do we have boo sound effects?
Oh, come on.
Can we get a boo? I just need a second. All I need is a second. I need 1 second.
Hit the button. I'll do the best I can. No. Do you guys think social media is here to stay? And I mean, here to stay forever.
Yeah. Until China brings us all down. Yes.
I think the climate will change though, because it's so new and it's so like the way we've just evolved and developed as human beings to have that access and how it's pounding our brains and how we can't really comprehend the power that we have, that maybe there's a chance it can like kind of take steps back to become useful in a sense and we can figure it out. But then again, everything's moving forward, and you can't stop progress, whether it's good or bad. Like once you open Pandora's box.
Yeah, no. Right. I think when the aliens come back and there's places in ashes, and they look around and one will say to the other one, I told you not to give them technology.
Like, right.
What did they do with it? They made social media and talked about each other until they had a civil war. Like, I just, the problem is with anything new, we never seem to learn from mistakes. It takes us such a long time. Like, it takes like two decades before we start going, oh man, that was a bad idea. Like cigarettes, wow, bad idea. People still smoke, right. You know? Like, oh man, corn fructose syrup, not a good friend. Makes you fat, gives you type 2 diabetes and a heart attack. We're still putting it in our food. It like takes us a really long time to figure out, like, yeah, hey, that was bad for us. So, I think there's this movie, and if you guys haven't seen it, it's called Her. And I think that's kind of the way we're going, to where people didn't even talk to each other anymore. They all were in their little headsets, and they had their what we have now.
Was that with John Hamm?
No, it's with the unattractive Phoenix.
Joaquin
Phoenix. Yeah, the Phoenix that no one, yeah, the non, right. The, not the Phoenix we missed, the other one.
Right. Joaquin.
Yeah, Joaquin. And the only thing that they, and now I think about it, I think they got it right, because everybody was in sweats. Like, nobody wore jeans or dressed up. I think, well, everyone's in workout clothes now, but then nobody worked out, so there was no reason to have workout. Like, they had, all they did was, is they were hooked up to their little Siri, and their Siri was their best friend, their lover, so there was really no reason to interact with people.
Yeah.
He was dating Siri. People would be around each other, but no one would say a word to each other. And then when somebody did talk to somebody, it was awkward. So it's like one of those movies where it was ahead of its time. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out, because it'll make you go, wow, people really do get caught up so much in himself that he had no interpersonal skills at all, like with anybody. He was only, you know, he was only good talking to her until, and even she got tired of his shit. She was designed to put up with him. So when we think about like social media with wrestling, it always drives me crazy when I'm like, did the crowd react? Did the crowd cheer and love your match? Yeah. So why do you care about what some guy sitting on his, who didn't even have the decency to show up to the event, to buy the ticket to participate, tells you you're no good?
Yeah. Because it becomes an addiction.
Because he's an expert. There's no such thing as a wrestling expert talk show. Doesn't exist. You want to have some OGs on there, but when I have a wrestling podcast where I break down each week. No. You just want everyone, you have no friends of your own, so you want to tell people what the show, we used to do that at when we had inner relationships. Like, hey, how was your weekend? Oh, I watched this movie. Oh, how was this? Cool. I went to a football game. What happened? Now you're trying to force people. I watched this wrestling show and Chris Jericho didn't do his line of jerk.
Right.
And I like, but you have no experience. So I rarely do those podcasts, hardly ever.
We're not even telling our close friends or our family first. We're telling the world first. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like,
but the world's not listening. And that's the funny part. EC3, help me out here. Like, you're the master of the narrative. It's 5% of 5% that's on social media. That's nobody.
The opportunity to jump in on it too, but I think Tyra said it great with about the thing about compliments is you get all the negative and you can get all the hate from people and you can allow that to get to you, but you also get a false sense of confidence if one person says something good who has no meaning, no matter, and if they said you sucked, you wouldn't listen. So it's, you can justify bad work, bad behavior, bad antics, bad jokes. Oh, well, he thought it was funny. And then you look at the guy's profile and he's saying the same thing to the wrestlers you hate. Like, great job, brother. It was a great match. Oh, I don't want to be on the same level as those guys. So everything's social media is not real. It's not real interaction. It's not real communication.
This is way, way out there. And I don't even know if it's possible. But is there a way to like, because it's a freedom of, it breaks down to a freedom of speech and a freedom of expression thing in this country. Is there a way to just like make social media like you can only do it on your like landline computer? That's it.
Well,
like,
never happen.
Can't do it on what's that? Yeah. That'll never happen.
And I think one thing
because we're addicted to convenience. We're addicted to convenience.
But it's like here, you can still express yourself, guys, through social media. We're not going to try to take that from you, but you've got to do it in your home. You've got to do it from a landline computer. You can't do it.
What you have to do is, and this is where Elon Musk and for him to even like, it's hard to tell a guy who's worth $242 billion that he's done anything wrong business wise, but he, in my opinion, he missed the mark with the blue check situation. I think that it says verified for a reason, but we're not verifying. So if everyone on Twitter had to have a blue check because they had a driver's license that said who they are, and that when you're talking to that person, you know this is who you're talking to, you eliminate the bots, you eliminate the fake accounts, you eliminate the guys who want to have ghost accounts to attack people. Sorry, Kevin Durant. Hold it right there. We'll be back in a bit. I don't think the internet presence would be as strong as everybody had to be who they said they were. So you wouldn't be able to be, I'm EC Narrative 3 and go online every night. Not saying that one's me, but go on every night and tell Kevin Kiley how f-ing weird he is with some of the text messages he sends us in the group chat. And so I'm just going to scroll through a couple of these because I got to be honest. I got upset at you the other night. I literally said, what is he doing right now? Why is he like, you sometimes act like a Family Guy, 35-year-old woman with one egg left on a blind date. You just try to get it all in and you ask, like, apparently you discovered music the other night for the first time. Now that I look, only I got to enjoy this. Only the group text. This was private. So
no, that was just you, man.
Oh, no, EC3. He sends me Cinderella Man. This is my favorite rap song of all time. Hold on, I'm not done. Hey. Did you like this dude's music? Or one of my favorites for sure? So I stared at it, trying to think it's Kevin and his heart is gold. I said, one of the best. Amen, man. He's real. Who folds pyramids and wraps circles around square lyricists? Cinderella Man. I didn't ask for the lyrics. I know the song. Okay. That's next level intelligent. No question. I'm not responding, EC3. Or at the very least, he's really good. Then he catches his breath. You wanna know how I flow? Just seek and you'll find. I'm like a brain in a voice box. I speak my mind about redefining rap mommy either. And this is Jay-Z. Unreal, man. Right. This man, too. Genius. I haven't responded yet.
What's wrong with that?
And then it's, I just think songs are amazing. Writing, is amazing. Then he jumps, EC3, Aaron, he jumps to We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. At this point, I'm saying,
it's always burning since the world's been turning.
At this point, I'm like, okay, I can't hold back. A really close friend of mine told me they teach this song in kids' elementary school. It's timeless, man. It speaks to the past, present, and future. At the same time, it's a rap. People don't see that, but it's the same. I text, okay.
Okay, right. No, I remember. Okay, you know, look, you got to get it.
You need to go to bed at night. Sometimes you just got to go to bed.
I was working out, first of all, and I was listening to
Okay, working out and texting goes against everything the EC3 stands for, and I am not going to sit here and let you besmirch the narrative, because if I'm telling you right now, if EC3 was in a gym and saw you texting between lifts, there would have been a problem. Houston, we would have had a better problem.
I need to hear this from people that if you do truly love me, I needed to hear this. I'm sorry. I was listening to some music.
I think sometimes.
Right. Well, don't apologize for anything. Don't apologize.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're doing what you wanted to do. It might have been stupid and a waste of time.
And ruining my evening.
And hey, right, if you really want to hear some bars, may I suggest 50 Cent?
Okay. That's the guy. Cent. That's the love connection. That's the love connection, okay? That's the guy. You and Aaron need to sit down at night with your random thoughts and conquer the world together and leave us at home. I was just trying to watch the football game. That's all I was trying to do. And I'm looking, and I'm like, he needs a friend, and I'm not the guy right now. I love him, but I don't have time to go through VH1 classics with you. But Aaron does. This is Aaron's wheelhouse.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Kevin, text me anytime, by the way. But like, okay. If you're like with rap, you know, I learned a set of valuable life skills should I ever have found myself in South Central. And of course, you know, that's how to survive in South Central.
I just, at least we're busting the cap is fundamental. Yeah, I see those things as like a pro.
Time that
too,
boo up.
You know what I mean? A knot in ass will be fine. You know what I mean?
That's... See, this is your guy. See, you said Billy Joel and he dropped six bars. This is your guy.
I trusted you. I went out on.
And I'm helping you. I'm helping you. I have a small village of children to raise. I don't have time, but Aaron does.
Yeah, okay. Very fair.
You said it. Every one of those songs, Aaron knew the words to. Just putting it out there.
Cinderella Man is a good song.
And Aaron will know a bar from it.
Okay. Okay.
Because you know why? You both have time on your hands. And so when you're feeling, because I feel bad sometimes because I think you know when I write okay that I'm like.
Oh, I got that one.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
When you sent that one back, I felt that energy come right through the phone. Yeah. I said, okay, like, that's enough.
Okay, Patriots just punted. You just cost us a first down, Aaron. I'm blaming you, Kevin.
No, I did. When you hit me with the okay, I was like, okay, that's it.
We're done. Right there. Billy Joel. We can't go from Eminem, Jay-Z to Billy Joel in one text strand.
You're right.
You know, that's that's just a lot. That's a lot.
Segue somehow.
Yeah. Like you gotta hit me with something.
I need a job is basically the
to piggyback off EC3, never apologize. You also never say right. Have your convictions. If you think Billy Joel is the Jesus Christ of lyrics, don't say this guy's great, right? You say
he is,
period. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Feel free to join me, but if you don't agree with me, you and I are going to have a problem because I'm a Billy Joel guy. Said no one, but you apparently love that song to where you want it. You want it to where they come into class, say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and then break out, "We didn't start the fire."
No,
that's how you want to start it because
end the day.
At what point in the school is it recess? We didn't start the fire. When do we sing it?
I heard it was being taught because it was a very historical song, and as I listened to it, I thought it covered. You know, it mentioned.
Yeah, it's a lot of. Thank you, EC3. Well said. It is a lot of words. It is a wordy song.
I heard vaccine in there, and I was like, "Wow, this is very. You know, it's transcendent of time and place." So I just, you know, I thought I'd share that thought. But you know, I don't know.
And stand by it. I just.
Oh, I do. I couldn't
go crazy with you that night. I was all stocked up. I just didn't. I was all stocked up with crazy.
Well, when you hit me with the okay,
yeah,
I read it, but I heard it too.
I'm like, bruh.
Somehow, and I was like,
okay, we just missed a first down. Right, they were punting. I get a text about Billy Joel. I'm like, okay, that's it. We're done. Yep.
And then you watch the music video to Land of Confusion.
Wow. See, yes, there's your guy. There's your Huckleberry.
That's your
Huckleberry.
It was a good video. Anyway. It was a good video.
You know, and speaking of burning bridges.
Huh, how do I feel I'm going to be involved in this conversation?
No, you're not, because I don't think you've ever burned a bridge. I don't think.
You're right. I haven't.
No, especially in wrestling. I'm not going to mention any names, but when you burn a bridge in wrestling, I think you sometimes don't realize all bridges connect. Do we agree with that?
Yes.
I agree 83%.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, like they probably all do, but like the thing is, there's still continents. There's no bridge to, you know, say Asia to the United States. I mean, the Bering Strait, okay, I take it back. South America to Asia, no bridge. So there is some leeway. But for the most part, yes.
So if you burn a bridge to the ground, smoldering ashes, and brag about it, don't you think when you go to the new country, their powers that be like, they did that over there. We're not going to allow this guy to ever do that here.
I'm taking back everything I said with that clear thing you're speaking of. Yes, all bridges connect. 100%. Yes, absolutely right. Social media is bad. Got it. I know where you're going.
Yep. I never, you know, and that's another thing. Is like, has anyone here ever taken a grievance with a promotion on social media? Have you ever been like, I'm going to complain. Like, I'm not getting a push in the WWE, so I'm going to go on social media tonight. Like, Brodus Clay's match got cut tonight. This is hashtag bullshit haters. Like, would you?
Yeah,
I would never do that.
No, but more often than not, the people that do are sort of cowardly and still want their jobs.
Right.
So they, you know, vaguely kind of allude to it, but never really have the guts to say it out loud.
I think the craziest thing I ever said on social media was when my match got caught. Aaron was a part of that. When our match was cut, I wrote, "Sometimes you never know how much you love something until it breaks your heart. And tonight, wrestling broke my heart, but we will get it back." And 365 days to redemption was like till the next WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I remember Linda McMahon, one of my favorite people on the planet. I'm sitting in the lobby and she comes over to me and it's like, Linda McMahon, you're like, you don't even know, you're like, good morning, ma'am. And she was like, I just want to say I read your tweet last night and I was so proud of you. And I was being like, I was angry, but like, I just felt like, cause fans were bugging me about stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to say this. Right. Cause I didn't feel like talking to anybody about it. So I did 365 days. I tweeted every 365. I had sayings.
Road
workouts,
to redemption.
Road to redemption. Yep. Aaron was. I did it every day.
I was in the back of the car, conscious for half of it.
Yes, and proud of you for trying. And 300 days went by, and I'm still doing it. EC3, and things are not going phenomenal for the Funkasaurus at this point.
You are committed.
Yeah, I had a lot of time at home to work on some of these. Right then. It's getting close, and I'm not booked in WrestleMania, not even a little bit. And I found out from a friend, like, hey, congratulations, you're in the Battle Royal at WrestleMania in New Orleans. And I was like, when did that happen? And it's like, it was just on Raw. I was on Raw? When? What segment? And I had to, like, go back and, like, because I used to DVR it. And so I had like 10 million episodes of Raw on my thing, and I run it back, and I saw my picture, and it was like, oh, apparently I'm in WrestleMania. Phenomenal. So I did my 365, and then I get to the thing, and I remember Jinder Mahal was like, man, you're making a hell of an impression in this Battle Royal. And I believed him for a second, not realizing he was like, you out faster than me, bruh. I stepped in the ring. I get headbutted by the great Khali, and that's it. And then I'm done. So my 365 redemption was sometimes there is no redemption. It's over. You can't get it back. Enough said. And that's when I was like, and that was the most, and I was pissed. Like everyone, like I didn't even talk to people at that point. Like my days were numbered. And I went from being the guy who was flown out to set the party from WrestleMania to the fastest big guy ever eliminated in the Andre the Giant Cup history. But that's as far as I went. Now, all the anger I felt and disappointment and frustration, that was something that I would never put out because there's a certain – even as angry as you are, and as we've all been, and in this group, I think probably the one who had the most right to be angry, I would say, would be EC3 during his first run in the WWE. He won NXT. He had the fan support. There was no question. And we were in Cleveland. They were chanting his name. I got the biggest heel response basically going at him, and I made a comment like, I'm going to be out of here faster than LeBron James went to Miami or something like that. But
good quick kid.
I was proud of that, you know. But nobody knew but us. You know what I'm saying? Like, he never – like, we – there was a certain – even if they're not going to respect us, we're going to respect the business that we spent half of our life trying to get into. And it's like whenever
it's
I see
integrity.
Yeah. And whenever I see somebody diss that, I take it personally. And then I have to remind myself, you can't, because that means my love for the sport that I'm in is special. So I'm not going to, because I used to get pissed at stuff like that. Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? But I understand that, like, for some people, the reason why they do those things is because it's not because that's how they're getting out. It's the attention they're going to get. And so I'm proud of myself that I don't need attention like that. I don't need someone to tell me how great I am that I don't know or how stupid a company is or whatever. And the only reason why, and it says more, and it goes back to the beginning of the show, was it says more about them than any other situation. And I don't know if you guys even want to touch the subject, but like, I don't know if I'm alone feeling that way, but like, I just feel like that's a referendum on you. It's like,
do you think, first of all, I agree with you 100%. And there needs to be a line for sure.
Even if they don't have it, right?
Yeah.
Even if they don't, even if they're willing to have CM Punk come out and say, I was the worst wrestler of all time. I'm not going to go out and say that the WWE was the worst place to work. I'm not going to do that.
The only thing I'll say about that is, you know, in a way, when Zach or Matt Cardona did what he did, he was playing a character, right? He was playing a character. I would assume.
Well, we all are. I'm not really from Planet Funk.
Right. And I, you know what I mean? Is he? And I think maybe at times the character line gets a little blurred, right? You know, is it not? That's the only thing I'll say in regards to that. But I don't, you know, but no, I don't, I certainly don't think it should become a habit. And that's why I do. I think social media is it can be a trap. You know what I mean? It can be. It can be it's an interesting,
I go back to the electricity theory, right?
Yeah.
You can cook your dinner with electricity or you can cook yourself with electricity, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is neither good nor bad. It is a force that can be harnessed to do good or do bad, right? The answer on that is up to the individual, right? So we are all responsible. It's like the movie 300, right? When Leonidas said, every man is responsible for what comes out of their mouth and their own actions, right? And I'm paraphrasing, but that's the way it is. So with Tyrus's point, look, I've been there. I've had my match cut for WrestleMania 10 seconds before I was supposed to walk down the ramp. Tyrus was there with me. It sucked worse than anything. I was told I was going to be the world champion. And then one day I was told, no. Okay. What I never did, and even when I left WWE, was go and bury them. Now, they're like, look, the creative process in this, I've given my take on things, but yeah, is it the worst place to work? Absolutely not, because the reality of it is, if it wasn't for WWE, we would not have the names we have, and none of us would be where we are today. So that's just, to me, that's just a basic level of respect and integrity.
When you called it an energy, I thought that was incredibly intelligent. To me, it was intelligent, because it does. It has a massive positive, but it can also have a massive negative. And I think it's a hard thing to understand. And I think, you know, there's a lot of information out there about this and how, in a way, as a society, we're all kind of a little bit trapped in it. You know what I mean? A little bit. And
we can use it to our advantage.
Right. Right.
I agree. All right, fellas.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, Aaron, that's, you know what? I hate to say it. Like,
brought it home.
That stupid you said earlier is all forgiven now.
It was not, no, dude, like, I meant them. They were just symbols of the mob, okay? And, like, torches are what you
doubling
used to see
down doesn't make it better. Sometimes you just got to say.
So I'm back at zero.
Yeah.
I'm back at zero.
No, you're house money. You know, you're not winning the lottery, but you don't own it. You're not owing money. No one.
All right, fine.
Johnny Four Fingers ain't coming for you. Yes, we will.
We'll try it again next week.
Yep. Same time, same bad channel. And hopefully next time we have this conversation, there'll be plenty of boxes of tissues for Trevor. You know what I'm saying? Hard Knocks 3 on Fight TV. Don't make sure you check it out or come live. There's still a few tickets available. It's almost sold out. So, yeah, that's going down this Saturday. So when this airs, history could be made or should be made.
Aaron, I will be sending you all of my musical lyrics.
Yes, I'm glad we were able to make that live connection today.
You know what? We'll exchange, man. I got some good ones for you, too, man. You ever heard of Party Train by the Gap Band?
No, I haven't. Boo.
All right, EC3, where can people get hooked up on the narrative?
Oh, man, I don't even know anymore. Yeah, right now, Pro Wrestling TV, so at Pro WTV on the socials, ProWrestlingTV.live, because they didn't get the .com. Download the app. Just go to the App Store, put Pro Wrestling TV in, App Store, Google Play, Chrome, Roku, all that jazz. And by the time this airs, Free the Narrative 3 will be in its completion. And I made a weird subculture, niche, professional wrestling, dramatic movie film in three parts. So I have a trilogy under the book. And
Very cool.
I don't have to do it again. Three's in the name, so it had to be three. And then from there, you know, we'll take the narrative to New Orleans. That's the big deal.
Yep. Big Easy.
That's what we're all excited about. Real excited about. What else can I pay? Join.freeec3.com.
Like to say I'm enjoying my diet.
That's nice.
Messing around with the workouts or whatever. I've had a great training camp.
Please do. You know what you're doing. You got some.
Yeah, but sometimes you know what, and priests know the Bible, but they still got to check it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's if you haven't checked it out, if you're trying to make a change, there's no bullshit here. He's not gonna give you any magic pill or wolf tickets. Nope. He's gonna tell you like it is, not how you want it to be, and sometimes. Brutal honesty is the only way you beat that obese demon and get your ass off the couch and back in the gym. So, and it's not just about lifting gyms to wrestle or play ball. It's about feeling good, participating in life, being able to go for a walk, and not spend all your days watching other people live their best lives. So build your own narrative.
Curated to you, the individual.
Be your own star. Be your own rock star. And I'm sure there's going to be a new Twitter page made for – Aaron and Kevin's songs of the week. So let's see if we can get that going. double collaboration. I'll pay the $8 for the blue check. I have no problem doing it. I'm happy to do it. And then you guys can share your lyrical expertise with the rest of the world. Phrase of good form, leave me out of it. For more podcasts like this, just like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. This has been The Wise Men and Kevin. Enough said.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.